Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I wanted to hop on and share a great tool called Circle with Love and Let Go. And I actually had to use this tool 2 days ago. I do ground and shield every morning, and this definitely helps me to stay calm and grounded even when things around me have more energy than I'm used to. I'm very sensitive. However, with grounding and shielding, I find that I'm able to stay pretty balanced. Circle with Love and Let Go is this extra tool for when things kind of hit me from out of the blue and I find myself overwhelmed with other people's feelings. The other day I was driving and coming up to a street and there were 4 ambulances with their lights on sitting there. And as I drove by, I could see there had been a car accident. And immediately I felt the feelings of the people there. It really overwhelmed me. I started crying and I turned the music off in my car and I said a little prayer and asked that angels go and help them. There were earthly angels there helping, of course, already, but any heavenly angels that needed to be there. And it actually reminded me of a time when I was a little girl and we had come upon an accident and I started crying hysterically and my mom could not calm me down and she did not understand what was happening. It wasn't my feelings that I was feeling. It was everybody else's feelings that I was feeling. We had driven by, we were probably, when I was a child, like at the traffic light where it had happened and like being rerouted around it, but we sat there maybe for 30 seconds, maybe a minute before we were able to get routed around it. And there was a child in the car that had been in the accident and a mother, and I was feeling their emotions. And I don't even know how long it took my mom to get me to calm down. But because she didn't understand what I was feeling, and I probably could not express what I was feeling, I was probably 8 or 9 years old, but I remember it vividly. Like I can almost still tap into those emotions. And I think that's what kind of happened the other day when I saw the accident, just that energy came flooding back and just feeling their emotions. And it reminded me of that other time. And so what I did is I used my Circle with Love and Let Go tool. And within 20 seconds after using it, I was fine. I still, of course, you know, was worried about them and hoped that everything was okay, but I stopped crying and I was able to go to the activity I had planned and function well. There was no lingering effect from it. Without this tool, I don't know that I would have been able to stop crying. I don't know that I would have been able to get calm and go into that activity. So let me explain this tool, and you can use it for yourself. You can explain it to your child and help them use it. You can use it for them if they're under 18. You can circle the situation they're upset with love and let go. I think if you can explain it to them and help them do it, that's always powerful and empowers them. However, as a parent, I think you can also do it for them. It would have been wonderful if my mom had understood what was going on and done that for me at that moment. And then maybe taught me after, oh, here's a great tool. I sensed what was happening. You were feeling more than just your own emotions. You were feeling their emotions too. If we circled them with love and let go, it allows their emotions to go as you let go. So the way that I do it is literally as I take my fingers and I kind of make an okay sign with my finger and thumb. You can do it however works for you guys. I'm just saying how I do it. And I just literally draw a circle. And in my mind, I'm circling that car accident and all the people around it, the helpers, the ambulances, the firefighters, just that whole scene. I circle it with love. And then I imagine it's like encapsulated in a balloon. Then I take that balloon with all of the emotions, with all of the people, with all of that energy, and I let it go like it's filled with helium, and I let go, and I imagine it flying up into heaven and God and his angels taking that balloon and doing what they need to do with it. I always do add that prayer that angels can go and help, but it was interesting when I saw that car accident, I did pray first and asked to send angels, and I was still upset. I was still crying and still feeling so overwhelmed by emotions. And then I'm like, oh, I need to circle them with love and let go. And that's how quick it was. As I said that, I circled them with love and I let go. And then I took a deep breath and I was fine. So I know so many kids on the spectrum are very sensitive to other people's emotions and could really benefit from this tool of circling them with love and letting go. Also, as parents, you're very sensitive to your kids' emotions, and sometimes they're going to be very upset about something and you can't fix the situation. So you can circle them with love and let go. It doesn't mean you let them be in dangerous situations, and it also doesn't mean you're not caring about them. What it is doing is encapsulating their energy and not holding on to it. It is not your energy to hold. It is their energy to process, not yours. Just like for them, if their friends are upset or they're feeling the energy of the neighbors or they're feeling the energy of their siblings, that is not theirs to process. We need to protect them from that. And using this tool can help. And grounding and shielding daily is a huge foundational help. And this is a bonus tool to help when something out of the blue happens or all of a sudden they are overwhelmed with feelings. So I'd love for you to try the tool and I'd love to hear how it helps. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling curious about energy work and wondering if it might be helpful for you or your child, you're welcome to sign up for a session at awesomeautismtools.com/appointments. Or if you'd like to talk to me first, you can also book a free call at that same link. I'd be happy to chat with you and help figure out what would be most helpful for you and your child. The links are in the show notes.